Continuing on with the John and Kate Plus 8 saga, there's a great article on the net at VancouverSun.com. I'll share a little bit of it with you, titled John and Kate Plus 8, Who's Cheating Who? It says, clearly there are 10 preteen children in the John and Kate Goslin household because the adults are seemingly a couple of diapers short of a laundry load. I love that. It's great to see that the media may be finally picking up on what may be a publicity stunt, what may be a couple of adults who are short, a couple of diapers of a laundry load. But the big picture is here is the people. The people are still watching. The ratings are through the roof. You heard my guest the other evening, Stan Livingston, who, when he was growing up and starring in My Three Sons, said that there were 40 or 50 million people watching his show, but at that time there were only four TV channels. Now on cable, John and Kate Plus 8 and whoever else now seems to be grabbing the world by its tail. Watching this is voyeurism. I do it. I'm interested to see what's going on, but when you look at the big picture, it's the children that we have to concern ourselves with. Is it exploitation? I'm not sure if it is or not. I'm sure the children are being well looked after. Is it an invasion of privacy? Some may think so, but is it interesting for people to sit back and watch a family dissolve or break apart on television? Yeah, darn right it is. Is it sad? Yep. Who will ultimately pay the price? The kids will. But in the meantime, John and Kate Plus 8 and whoever else, whether it's a bodyguard or a girlfriend, will continue to be ratings winners and will keep watching. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.